For parents who've got young people, not little ones, but big ones, 15th of August, I really want them to get involved in filling the skip, because I want them to understand that it's their church and they're tidying up their church. So if you've got a young person who can come on that day, please come and bring them. And we'll watch them and make sure they're safe, but I want them to get involved because they've got a stake in this church and the future. Okay. It's good to be with you all. This morning and during August, we're talking about the Good Shepherd. So there's a bit of a theme to today. So I'm going to... I was asked to do verse 2 and 3, but I actually need to go to verse 1 first. And I felt that when I was preparing it, because I went straight into verse 2 and then I really felt, no, you need to talk about verse 1 just for a few seconds. So just slide 1. This is the scripture we're looking at today. Technology. There it is. Can we just, it'll come as just up as a slide in a minute. There we go. Perfect. So Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside quiet waters. We'll leave that one for now if you're all right. Whoever's on the desk, just for the minute. And what I want to say about that is we know that scripture. And we've listened to that scripture so many times. It's read at funerals. It's a known scripture. Can you just take that picture off just for the minute? Because I'm not ready yet. And we know it. But I want to challenge you this morning. Do you know it? And the reason I came to it, I think, when I read it was... how many of us can honestly say that we don't want? And... you know, he's our shepherd. I shall not want. He's the supplier of all our need. But we live in a world where it's I want, I want, I want, I want, don't we? And it's a very needy world. But what Father God is the shepherd of everything that we need, and we won't want. And I thought this morning, are we living in that, not wanting and wanting and wanting, and are we satisfied? So that's just the only little bit I wanted to say really about that at the very, very beginning. I don't need anything. I don't want anything. It's a very strong statement. The next line, the picture of the sheep. Now you can see from that we're all different. So when I look for pictures of sheep, there's a little cute one there on the left. And then you've got sheep in the middle that look very different. And then you've got the ones on the right that look like kangaroo sheep. And it just made me laugh. And I thought, that's just like us. I don't look like you. You don't look like me. I'm not like you and you're not like me. And as sheep, we're all different. But the shepherd looks after each one regardless of what we look like, what we're like, how we are, how we behave. We're all different. And I thank God for my uniqueness. And I thank God for your uniqueness. So I'm going to ask you a question now. Dig deep. What do you need for a sheep to be healthy? Grass? Yeah. Water? What else? Shepherd? Yeah. A vet? Yeah, you need a vet. What else do you need for sheep to be healthy? Need space, yeah. So, believe it or not, sheep eat vegetables. I didn't know that. Sheep can eat all sorts of stuff, not just grass. And it's the shepherd's job to provide a good environment. You said the water, you said the food, protect them from harm. And they're constantly looked after. Every day they're looked after. And I didn't know this, but sheep eat 8 to 10 hours a day. That's a long time to eat, isn't it? 8 to 10 hours of constantly eating, a bit like me probably. And the shepherd's job is to choose always the best field with the best food in. And as soon as that field has kind of the grass is short, he's got to be looking for somewhere else to put them. I watch loads of farming programmes. I love farming stuff, mate. I must have some farming genes somewhere in my background. But I love watching farming programmes. And the shepherd is always looking for something good for the sheep. And on various programmes, and there are a few, one of the things that I love, and you just can't... It's a bit like working with children. There's some things with animals that you just can't predict. So you'll have things like the cows are in the shed and they've been in all winter and they open up the gate and they let them out. Have you seen a big cow skip and jump about? They are so happy that they're out there. And the sheep are the same. As soon as you put sheep from one field into another field, oh, they are delighted. And I love it when animals recognise one another and they have an affinity with another animal. And a lot of animals have that and you can watch them. We go to a cottage every once a year, Linda and Sue and I and another friend. And one year we were sat in a hot tub and in the next field were some horses. And they were running and running and running and running. It was a delight to watch them. They were just running. The young horse with the bigger horse, it was lovely to watch. Have you ever watched sheep being moved? It's a nightmare. And all these programmes, soon as they say we're moving the sheep, I watch it to see what's going to happen next, because normally they'll find a gap in the fence, in the wall, and they're all the way into the wrong field. You've got people herding them, shouting. You've usually got a dog, a sheepdog that does a cracking job. But when it's us people, and if not everyone's got a sheepdog, they rally up all the friends and family and they try and get them all together and try and get them in the next field. I love watching things like that because it usually goes wrong. My sister told me last week of what she had to do. My sister's got a friend who manages a farm and she got married, this farmer. And she said to my sister, who's been at this farm forever, Katie, can you go to the farm and round up two sheep and bring them to the wedding? So my sister's been at this farm all her life. And she said I had to go and catch two sheep. I said, how was it? She said, it was very difficult. I was on my own. And she's very strong. She's incredibly strong. And I said, did you get them there? She said, I had five and I had to pick two to get there. And I got them there. And she said, I had to wrestle with one. And she got them there for the wedding. It says on that second verse, he makes me lie down in green pastures. Sheep are timid animals. They don't lie down easily. If they're anxious or worried, they don't lie down. If there's some problem in the herd, they won't lie down. If there's conflict, they won't lie down. If they're troubled by illness, they won't lie down. If they're hungry, they won't lie down. Just put slide 3 up for me, please. So there's 3 things on this next slide that I just want to talk through. Fear, conflict, illness, lack of food or necessities. I'm going to apply that to us now. You'll find it, as a sheep, difficult to lie down if there's conflict in your life. But you've got the good shepherd. When you've got conflict with others, it will be difficult to lie down. It'll be difficult. But what you do is you go to the shepherd. I'm perfect. My husband will tell you that. There's no rough shoulders on me. They are, but they're covered up, just like yours are, because you're not perfect either, and neither am I. I will rub people up the wrong way. I will say things and be misunderstood. We all will. Sometimes we say the wrong thing, and there's no intent there, but we do. We go to the Good Shepherd, ask him to sort us out. We have opinions sometimes which upset people, the way we do things. surrender your conflict. So if you've got conflict in your life, family conflict, any conflict, surrender it to God. Let him deal with it. Give it to him. He's great at bringing solutions in conflict. Illness. That's a big one. It's really difficult when we have no control when our bodies become ill. When something is wrong with us, something happens to us, and changes occur, and sometimes it's got big consequences. It's a real test of our faith. I think it's one of the biggest personally. Continue to pray for Mark while he has his treatment and his regular chemo. He's so faithful, but it's brutal. Those of you who've had chemo, it's brutal. Continue to pray for him. I broke my leg on the 15th of June. I'm going to be honest, the last 8 weeks have been difficult. I've had 3 bad days. It's been wearing physically, mentally, and it's been difficult to sleep, and it still is. There's been times of laughter, lots of laughter, when simple things have just been impossible. But my best days have been where I've sat in the place when I've made a decision to focus on my shepherd. I've asked him for help to still my mind when it's been racing, and to sit and be fed and drink in the pasture. The sheep are very, very clever. They recognise people. They recognise faces. And they know the shepherd's voice. But do we recognise our shepherd? Do we recognise his voice in the everyday? Our shepherd has all our needs sorted. He's the supplier of your every need, and you will lack nothing when you come to him. Food, water, physical things, he knows. He is in the detail, personal. He knows you and he knows me. He is omniscient. He's all-knowing and all-seeing. The shepherd is before us, leading us. Tina spoke last week. Those of you that weren't here last week, just help me. Who wasn't here last week? Okay, that's a few. That's great. So I'll just tell you quickly the story of Tina because she's not here today. Tina got made redundant. She's been at this job years. She wanted to get out of it, but was looking round probably. She didn't know how to get out of it, in a sense. She was a little bit in a rut, she'd say. Not particularly unhappy, but possibly in a rut. But she got made redundant, and that really shocked her because it came with no expectation of being made redundant. And her world at that point was quite shattered, I think, because a lot of her security was in her job, like all of us. And she didn't know what was happening, so she prayed. And 3 people from her workplace, which is a testimony to her, how she is at work, all contacted her and told us to get in contact with different people. And she went to 3 interviews, all through colleagues at work. Isn't that great? She didn't have to go and look at adverts. It was all word of mouth. So she must be very well thought of at work. She went to one of the interviews and they said to her, "You're not suitable for this job, but we'll contact you because we've got another job coming up." And Tina was a little bit, okay, perhaps they're just being nice to me. A week later, they phoned them and said, "We want to do an interview online." And when they were interviewing her online, it wasn't an interview, she'd got the job. They used the previous interview for the job, for the new job. It's a lot more money and it's a much better job. Our Father God knew that the job she was going for wasn't right for her. He sorted out something else completely different. And she's so happy she started this week. Slide 4, please. The verse says, he'll provide us with still waters. And I thought, well, what do still waters look like? They look like rest, care and comfort. Sometimes this is the most difficult part. We can be in a place where it's difficult to rest. I've found that. I'm not good at sitting still. It's difficult to be cared for. I'm not very good at being cared for. And sometimes it can be difficult to be comforted because it exposes our vulnerability. But that is what's needed for us. The shepherd requires that of us. Jesus said, you can put the scripture up please, Matthew 11 verse 28 to 30. And Jesus said, not one of the disciples, Jesus said, come to me, Matthew 11 verse 28 to 30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And that's what we need sometimes. There's just one big difference between us and proper sheep. Okay, one big difference. We know everything. The sheep that are in the field are quite happy sometimes to be managed by the shepherd or managed by the sheepdog or managed by whoever. But at times we think we know it all. We think we know everything. It all sounds simple, but as Katie Ann said last week, we're in this very noisy, very busy world. The most important thing is that we know who the shepherd is. There's a program this week on the television, and it was a girl who showed a clip of a girl who was 16, and she won. I don't know what it's called now, but it's the same program. It used to be called One Man and His Dog. It probably might not be called that anymore. But this girl was 16, and she won the title of One Man and His Dog, rounding up sheep. She was, when you watched her, it just showed a very quick clip of how she won it. And she was incredible. And then it showed her now in her job now. And it's about 8 years since she won it. And she's in this field with all these sheep and a sheepdog. And what she said was her happiest days are when she's in the field with the sheep. And what she also said was that she had to make a decision. Although she was really, really good at doing all the sheep trials, and she could have gone all over the country and probably won all the titles, she said, my place is here with the sheep. Thought that is amazing. Sometimes we're distracted by going all everywhere, doing everything, but actually we need to know where we need to be. And she did. There was another program on this week, and because I just flicked through channels, and it was a woman who had taken her children to a farm show. Now, we were at a farm show last week. They're amazing. And at this particular farm show, she was breeding this particular type of sheep, this woman. And what she said, something which I thought stuck in my head. She said, she was young looking, and she said, I've been breeding sheep for 20 years and winning loads of titles. And she said, I know when I look in the field which sheep belong to which family, because they're all different families. I thought, that's amazing. She says, I know whose children they are. And you know, this morning, our Father God knows whose children they are. So he's not only looking out for you. As you pray and you talk to God about your families, he knows your children's children. I was fascinated by that fact. We can be doing everything, but not the right things. We can be doing the most important things when we really need to be trusting the shepherd, knowing that gives us the trust and enables us to follow the shepherd's lead. On the last slide, please. So, the last slide, that's it. Picture. Right, trying to find you an image, because I'm always about pictures. This is probably the best picture I could find that kind of summarised the last bit now. It's gone. It'll be back up in a minute. Here we go. That's an ideal green pasture, still water. Into it, when you look at that picture there. We don't need to know, it's very important this, because this is what we are like as people, and I'm going to say this very strongly. We do not need to know where the next green pasture is. You do not need to know where the next green pasture is. You are being led by the shepherd. You do not need to know where the still water is. You are being led by the shepherd. He will lead you and me where we need to be and supply all our needs. There's something about our humanity that has got to know the next step, the next place, where we're going, what we're doing. No, that's not what it's about. You don't need to know where the next pasture is. You don't need to know where the next lot of water is. You just have to be focused on the shepherd. God bless you.